United Airlines is the leading airline in the world. We have over 700 of our own aircraft and operate over 5,000 flights a day. We have over 2,500 IT professionals operating over 900 discrete applications on 6 different platforms across the globe.
Project management's vital to everything that we do around scheduling, around resourcing, around issue and problem solving. We looked at all project management leading practices around the world.
United used an HP, formerly Mercury suite, and so we really need to understand both what our current needs were and our future needs, and how are we going to pick the right tool to fill those needs.
Microsoft gave us invaluable advice as to how to think through that problem, the different options that we had.
We knew and trusted the people at Microsoft, so from a vendor perspective, we had a lot of confidence it was the right direction to go.
Microsoft brings to the table a whole host of relationships and partners with whom they do this work. We decided to go with Pergility, and Pergility really brought a lot of great resources to bear.
It far exceeded my expectations in terms of the ease with which we were able to implement and configure the product, and then how easily people adapted to using it. The ability for the Microsoft products to integrate seamlessly was a key differentiator. The other turning point was once I saw the results in some of the reporting that we were able to get, and that I was able to use that in a number of my meetings to reemphasize points and to show people both on the business side as well as other people within IT.
What excites me most about Project, it really ties all aspects of our company together in a single, cohesive, consistent view of the portfolio of work that we have.
To turn to one single tool and be able to get the data we need is very, very powerful. It's really reduced the amount of time we spend answering questions and allowed our people to do more of the key work that ultimately is the one that adds value to United Airlines.
That was an excellent video, which set the stage right for the second half of the keynote. And I believe we have United team in the audience here. I want to thank you for your support. And I hope you all are equally excited as we are with the new Project Lite offering that Jared just announced. We are halfway through, and for the second half of the keynote, we'll dive into project and portfolio management. And our next speaker is Ludo Oduk, who is a known face in the project community. And I believe many folks here, you already know Ludo. At first, I thought I will not introduce him. We'll just have him run in here. But let me still introduce. Ludo has been working on the project team for many years. And since the last project conference, he has grown and he has taken on more responsibilities. And now, Ludo leads the engineering team for Office Platform, Project, and Access. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome Ludo Oduk.
Thanks, Evan. Hi, good morning. Good morning and welcome again to beautiful, scenic Anaheim, California for the 2014 edition of the Project Conference. It's always an honor and a privilege for me to be here with you today. It's my favorite event ever. You know, yesterday was a pretty exciting day. For some of us, for all of us who flew from somewhere in the US, very exciting, except if you flew from Colorado. For the other 39 countries, however, it might have been a bit of a puzzling event. And you know, I have to apologize, I'm sorry. I understand. In fact, I have a little confession to make with you here today. After spending 20 years in this country, 2 weeks ago, I watched my first football game ever. I watched the 49ers get beaten by the Seahawks. Friends of mine had a party, it was awesome. I actually picked up some of the rules of the game in the process. And I became a fan. I became a big fan right off at that 49er game. So yesterday I was up there in the expo hall with many of you cheering for the Seahawks, almost like I knew what was going on. It was pretty unreal. So it was kind of a highlight. We're pretty happy that we timed it just right. I wanted to start by thanking you. Thanking all of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come here. Come here today to be with us at the Project Conference. And you know, the way I think about it, it's just simply the most fun part of my job. Sajjan introduced me as the engineering guy behind the product, and I do a lot of engineering type stuff up there in Redmond. But really what gets me going is the opportunity to come to this event and interact with all of you, our partners, our customers, our MVPs, people who live and breathe the product, people for whom the product is central to the way they work, to what they deliver. It's really an opportunity for me to see how a lot of you are successful with the product we've built, but also understand where the product can continue to grow, where we have an opportunity to take it to the next level. It also takes me outside of our product. It's an opportunity for me to see where companies are struggling sometimes and where they want to be. This is what inspires us on the project team. This is truly what makes us think big. So I wanted to start by setting up some context, a little bit of context around the business challenges with which we all create, innovate, and compete. You know, I started out, I mentioned that, in the software design business about 20 years ago. Back then, the computer that I was using to build and write the code for Project 95 was less powerful, had less CPU power, less memory, less storage than the device that sits in my pocket right now and I call my phone. The world has changed dramatically. The notion of mobile computing back then usually involved a hand truck, you know, moving your computer from one office to another. That was mobile computing back then. But today, the mobility is top of mind for everyone. In fact, one of the biggest challenges we hear is how can we bring the notion of mobility to PPM? 10 years ago, the notion of PPM and mobility being in the same sentence did not exist. But today, it's one of the main demands that we hear from our customers. The ability to connect with people you work with, to access your critical project information, your documents, anywhere, anytime. And the lines between work and life are truly getting blurrier. We all experience that. And this flexibility, this unprecedented flexibility that information workers like us have access to today, has allowed us to be more successful and more productive, more than ever. But it's also putting a lot of pressure on the infrastructure we depend on to do our work. Organizations in the advance of the cloud have been more and more hesitant to actually invest in those infrastructure. It requires upfront costs, takes a while to set up, to get right, and it's ongoing maintenance. So what we've heard from customers, from organizations, is they want to experience PPM, but they want it as a service. They want to experience it online. So aligning investments with business objectives, we've heard about that. It's no longer news. We've been talking about that for a while. But it remains a struggle for a large part of the organizations we interact with. And why is that? Well, one of the main reasons is the part of the organizations that tend to work and define the strategy and the business initiatives is not necessarily the same part of the organization or not connected enough with the part of the organization that actually implements those strategies. An example that I was thinking about in my newfound passion, football, is the teams with highest payroll are not necessarily the one winning the games. They might have invested in star power, but they forgot to plug or fill some strategic gaps that they had. And I think we had an example of that yesterday. One of the things that we need to think about really is how can we help companies bridge those silos, break those silos, and really bring visibility and control. Which brings me to my next point. This is still one of the top issues we hear from our customers. What's going on in my organization? Where's the money going? Who does what? What's my capacity? Do I have any skill gaps given the strategic investments that I have to deliver on? So how do all of these challenges play into the strength that Microsoft can deliver on? So to think about that, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Microsoft philosophy. Our philosophy is quite simple, really. It's about empowerment. We want to help you work faster and more intuitively, using the tools you want delivered in a way that will make you the most productive you. Just as simple as that. But in order to do that, we've turned the service model upside down. Rather than feeding you into our solution, we're feeding ourselves into your way of working. So at the core, we try to anticipate and stay ahead of our customers' needs. And we do that through a couple of things. We try our best to connect with all of you as much as we can, to interact with our partners and customers and hear from them where the product can continue to grow, how we can continue meeting those needs and requirements that you have day in and day out. And another way we do that is by staying attuned to the industry trends. You know, where are we going as an industry, and stay ahead of it. You know, an example of that, which is now become a bit of a cliche, is this whole notion of the consumerization of IT. Boy, 5 years ago when we started using that phrase, it really left a lot of people scratching their heads. What are we going to do? Are we going to embrace this consumerization of IT? Are we going to try and stand in front of it? There was a lot of good reasons for people to be worried. Reasons around security, privacy, employee productivity. You know, all of that was very valid concerns. But, you know, at the end of the day, the need for flexibility, being able to access your data anywhere from any device, trumped everything. And when we look at the number of devices that are used in a typical enterprise today and used for the purpose of delivering real business value, when we look at that, you know, everybody gets it now. So understanding this trend has really forced us to think very broadly about the consistency that we need to deliver on across the broad spectrum of our online experience and on-premise experience. And why is that important? It's critical. It is critical for us that we deliver an experience with the online version of our software that is very consistent with the on-premise version of our software. But how did we do it? From an engineering point of view, that was actually quite of a challenge. And to explain how we were able to deliver a project online in a very consistent way to what we had been delivering years prior around Project Server, we have to go to the core of the engineering credo. I've been an engineer for 20 years, and there's one thing I know about engineers is engineers are lazy. They are. They're creative, innovative, but we're lazy. We always look for the path of least resistance. Now, how many engineers do we have in the room? Just quick show of hands. Yeah, I just want to know how many people I just insulted here. In fact, I think there's many more engineers. They probably didn't bother raising their hands, further proving my point, by the way. So engineers are lazy, and you know, we have a bunch of engineers working on the project, and when we looked at what it would take for us to deliver a project online a few years ago, we really looked at what we had, and what we had was 20 years of great innovation around PPM, and we chose to take that innovation and together with the multi-tenant infrastructure delivered by Office 365, we brought together a project online. So 20 years of that innovation paired with the incredible infrastructure that Office 365 had to offer. Now, the reason why that's important, why I'm spending so much time on this point, is as we were building Project Online, we were learning what it would take to take the code base we had. We have a single code base approach, to take that code base and bring it to the internet scale. So we had to make a lot of changes around performance and scalability, privacy, security, et cetera. And all of these improvements made it back into the product. So Project Server 2013, when we released it a year ago, included a lot of the improvements that we made to make Project Online possible. So let's take a look at what that means in, you know, using a few numbers and examples. Resource center, load time, 71% improvement in performance. Timesheet, 50%. Project schedule, 90% improvement in load time. Just phenomenal improvements. All of that driven by the innovation we put in our cloud infrastructure. Homepage, 72% improvement. Essentially, Project Server made Project Online possible, but Project Online is making Project Server better continuously. As I was thinking about this presentation, I thought I would share with you our vision. And our vision is quite simple. In fact, it can be said in a single sentence. It's about integrated PPM across devices. Now, it sounds simple and a little bit ambitious, so you know, can we really pull that off? Can we really pull off that vision, that grandiose integrated vision of PPM? And I think we can. I think we will. In fact, I believe Microsoft is the only company that can really pull that off and deliver truly on that integrated vision. And there's three major reasons why. The first reason, and I spoke about it a little bit, is infrastructure. We've invested over $3 billion in our cloud investments, in our cloud infrastructure, to build Office 365, and Project Online is built solidly on top of that infrastructure. That includes redundant data centers worldwide. It includes physical security with 24/7 monitoring, seismic bracing of all our server racks, multi-factor authentication for physical access to the data centers. We have data security that includes encryption, strong authentication, and logical isolation of all customer tenancies. And we financially back all our guarantees of 99.98% uptime. So strong investment in infrastructure. And it's for the data itself. We're contractually obligated to not mine your data for advertising purposes. We're transparent with your data. You own your data. And we're completely transparent as to who has access to what and when. And like Jared mentioned, you can go to our trust center. The address is trust.office365.com to get all the information you need to know about compliance, security, data privacy. And if you ever choose to leave our service, you can walk away easily with your data. We make it very simple for you to take your data and keep working the way you want. Now, another thing that I think we differentiate in a way that's unprecedented is around the compliance area. We keep up to date with industry standard and regulations. We verify that Office 365 and by extent Project Online meets requirements specified by things like ISO 27001, FISMA, the EU Model Clause, HIPAA. Unprecedented compliance. And we also deliver distinct capabilities with Office 365 to provide compliance controls, such as data loss prevention, e-discovery, legal hold, et cetera, based on the needs of your company. Now, the second reason I believe strongly in this vision is it's really about the platform. It's really about the application platform that we take advantage of. There's many of these that you've already heard about today in this presentation, and you've seen demos of some of these areas. There's a few that I'd like to highlight because Project Server and Project Online have taken direct dependence and made the best of some of these workloads. SkyDrive Pro, just an amazing way for us to collaborate around documents. Self-service BI with Excel, PowerView, PowerPivot. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. Mobility anywhere, anytime. And last but certainly not least, the introduction a year ago of the new app model, which we call the cloud app model, which allows IT organizations, partners, ISVs to build apps that run both on-premise and in the cloud. Now, the third reason why I feel bullish about this vision is the notion that PPM is built on top of the Office 365 platform. We've taken 20 years of our PPM expertise and brought it into the broader offering that Office 365 delivers. Very excited about that. Now, one thing that really makes this business unit, the PPM business unique, is the partner community that exists around it. We have literally hundreds of worldwide partners that bring their own capabilities, their own expertise, that develop IP on top of our solution. Many of them here today in the expo hall, and I will encourage you multiple times to go and check them out and see what they have to offer. And what's been amazing to me is over the last year to observe how the community of partners around the product have been able to embrace this new app model and deliver at a much quicker pace than ever before new innovation on top of our server offering. So take time to go and check out some of those apps. There's some really cool stuff to see. So a year ago, we released Project and Project Server 2013 along with the rest of the Office and SharePoint family. It was by any measure, an absolutely critical and cornerstone release for us, for the team that builds the product. But you know, we realize that what has made this business such a success over the last couple of decades is the unmatched power and versatility of Project Professional, our rich client. Project Pro is central to any PPM workflow. So at this point, I'm going to call Heather on stage to come and do a quick tour of what's new in Project Professional. Heather? Welcome.
Hi, Ludo. Today, I'm excited to show you Project Pro for Office 365.
Great. So how's that different from Project Professional 2013?
Great question. Project Pro for Office 365 is the latest version of Project Professional that is offered as a subscription through Office 365. The advantages are it is always kept up to date, and you can run it on any Windows computer.
So you mean I don't have to like worry about Patch Tuesday or manage my own machine? It's all taken care of for me?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Let's take a look.
Okay. For starters, templates are featured more prominently in Project. And I want to call out one specifically, the Getting Started template. Now, we all know how great Project is.
Yes, I think I know.
But a lot of new users might not be as familiar with the value of Project. So for that, we have created the Getting Started template, and we break it down into four simple steps that you need to know to get up and running on your project. So the first, we take you through creating your task list. So how to enter task, how to create a hierarchy, and how to link your tasks together. And each of these has a help topic you can link to if you want to get more information. Next, we take you to how to create a timeline. So this way, maybe you can look professional before you're feeling professional, but you're seeing the value of Project. And finally, we take you to how to create reports. And this is a new feature we've added to Project 2013 that I'll show you in a little bit. But again, this is all encouraging people to create that first project plan and see the value of Project. So let's take a look at a schedule that's underway. Now you'll notice we've updated the visuals to maintain consistency with Office and have a new modern look. We have your familiar Gantt chart and the timeline view. Now Ludo, remember the timeline view, we have one orange task and two green ones, okay?
Orange, two green. I'm gonna try to remember, yeah, okay.
That's why you're management. We also have link integration now, so I can collaborate with my team directly from the project client. I can either IM them, I can phone them, or I can email them if I want.
All right.
I'm going to IM Eddie. You know, an encouraging message just to see how he's doing.
Sounds good. Oh.
He's at Space Mountain, so I don't think this is happening today, and I think Eddie and I are going to have a talk.
That's what we call a career-limiting move. But
now, Ludo, are you a fan of linking tasks?
I love linking tasks. I do.
Now, we see these project plans that have link lines just going every which way, and we know people love to link tasks, and it's a great feature. But sometimes it's hard to see how your project plan is all connected. To help with that, we have added Task Path, and it basically does what the name shows. It shows you the path of your task. So let me come here, highlight predecessors, and now for my selected task, it will show me all the predecessors of it. And as I click around in the project plan, you can see how that highlighting changes. Now, this is great for seeing all the tasks it's connected to, but what if I want to see the specific ones that are driving it? I can come back to Task Path and select Driving Predecessors, and now those tasks will turn orange if they're directly affecting the task. So this is a great way to figure out what's going on in your schedule.
Great.
We also support this for successors, too, or you can remove it when you're done using it if you don't want to see it. Now, we know project managers have to create lots of reports. They have to report to their team members, their managers, stakeholders, partners, customers, etc. And this can be a very time-consuming process. In addition, project managers are always wanting to analyze their projects because we know the faster you can see an issue, the faster you can fix it, and hopefully it won't affect your bottom line or your deadlines. So to help with that, we've added reports. And we have them out of box in a number of different categories. So we have some dashboard reports, such as the burn down. We have a cost overview showing you how you're spending your money. Project overview, just high level. Your upcoming tasks, so you can be prepared for what the team's going to be working on. we have some resource reports, such as the overallocated resources, because we all know if a resource has more work than they can do, something's probably not getting done. We have cost reports to help show you how you're burning through your budget and earn value if your company does earn value. And then we have some in-progress reports to help you find those issues that we mentioned. Let's take a look at the project overview. Now it shows you the start and finish dates of your project, your percent complete, any milestones that are upcoming, your late task, and your percent complete of your phases. And everything you see here is built on the same Office technology for charts and tables that you see in Excel and PowerPoint and Word. So if you can use tables in those Office applications, you can use them here. Cool. And you can customize everything. So let's make this a little more interesting. So this is February 3rd. Sorry, Europeans. I'll do the American way. We can update the table. Since not only are these tasks late, but I want to know how much remaining work we have, because maybe like there's only a couple hours and this isn't that bad. So I can come over to my field list, and I see every field that is available in my project plan, including custom fields. I'm going to scroll down to work and add remaining work, and oh, not only are they late, but they're pretty late. And then here, I want to filter this down, since I only want to concentrate on the first two phases. So I can come over to the filter icon and deselect the last four. And now the chart is more what I want to focus on in my meeting later. And actually, Ludo, it's super exciting that we're 100% complete here. So I'm going to draw an arrow and make it a little wild. So that way, in my meeting today, maybe we can focus on the 100% and not the late task.
And distract me from the late task.
Exactly.
Yes, got it. I like pretty pictures, so.
Now, Ludo, you heard me mention burn down charts.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Is that some kind of trend analysis or something? Tell us more about that.
Exactly. People have requested for a long time that they want to be able to do burn down reports with project data. So right. We have added the fields to project to support it, and you can build reports on top of those fields. So you can burn down both your remaining work and your remaining task, because we know people like to work both ways. And again, you can see on this chart, we're a little off our baseline, and I know Ludo is not going to be happy with that. So I can just remove that baseline field if I want. Or I can add a different baseline field that shows we are right on track. Now let's come to our resource overview report. I like this report for sharing with my team. So I'm going to copy the report. And just like you can with the timeline, I can paste this into other Office applications. So when I paste it in, it each comes at its own individual item. And it also picks up the formatting automatically of my PowerPoint presentation. So you notice everything turned pink. And then my team likes to see things a little wild. So I'm just going to update these charts so they really stand out. Just, you know, keep their attention during our meeting today.
So you can see that with the new reporting technology, we can make your data look good, you know, whatever the results are. So this is one of the newest innovation we have. Heather, you've pasted that report. How do you refresh it?
So let me show you. This data is actually built off the exact same data that our views are. So it's always up to date. You don't need to refresh. And I will prove that to you. So let me split it with the Gantt chart.
So it's live.
And as I come down here and I mark this big chunk of work 100% complete, watch how the bars immediately respond. And see? Exact data.
This is great.
Now, Project has a ton of great functionality, but we know people like to take it a step farther and customize it for their specific scenarios. So to do that, we have integrated with Apps for Office.
Yeah, Apps for Office, back in 2013, last year, we released a new technology in the entire Office suite to extend Office in a very novel way, essentially using controls that you can find on the Office store and bring into the context of our rich client applications such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and obviously Project. So you're going to show us some of those apps, right, within Project.
So here's the App Store within Project, and you can see apps here from several of our partners who are in the audience today.
Great.
And I have a couple installed that I'll show off. The first is ProjectWare Connect by one of our partners, Progility. You'll see them in the exhibition hall. And basically what it does is it brings some elements from my project site into my project client so I can update them directly from here.
Right.
So if I click on issues, I can see all of my active issues. And actually, this one is about the vendor not having their estimates in time. It's actually, they're going to be able to do this after all, so I can set this to close, save it here, everything without leaving the project client. Now, Ludo, keynotes can be kind of stressful.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Luckily, there's an app for that. We have Stress Buster Bob, and the idea is to click as many smiley faces as you can within the minute.
I wonder if I've been able to manage projects without that. But if you want to collaborate with a larger set of people with teams, you know, how do you go by doing that?
Well, I have to finish my game, but I hear Mike can help you with that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. All right, so we're not going to waste any time. We're going to bring Mike on stage to show us a demo of Project Online. Thank you, Heather. Mike, welcome.
Hi, Ludo. Thanks.
Sure.
Well, as we like to say at Microsoft, I am super excited to share Project Online with you today. This is actually the first time Project Online has ever been demoed at a project conference.
Ooh.
You might remember a couple years ago, Project Online was still in early beta, still just a dream, but now the service has been alive for almost a year. Project Online takes our feature-rich product and portfolio management solution and makes it available as a service in Office 365. So let's take a look at what it has to offer. Now, for every project we manage, there are tons of documents, presentations, and other collateral. The project site is a great place to store this information and start collaborating with your team. When you save your project to Project Online, it'll have its very own project site. Now, we know every project requires tons of meetings. That's why every project site has its very own OneNote notebook. Here, you can keep track of attendees, agendas, even include screenshots or pictures of a whiteboard. This gives you a great place to store all your meeting notes. Now, of course, you can upload documents and start collaborating with your team, but to get started more quickly, you can take advantage of the live document preview. Here, you can click through slides in a PowerPoint deck, including animations. You can look at pages in a Word document, even take this to other formats. You can even look at charts and graphs in an Excel workbook. Previously, you had to download these locally, then open them up and see if it's the document you needed. Now, in Project Online, it's very easy to install a site mailbox. Previously, you'd probably create an email distribution list to stay in touch across your team. People could ask questions or just stay in touch. With Project Online, if you click this green tile all the way on the right-hand side, it will create a brand new mailbox in Exchange specific to your project. Now, this is great because if you send an email, just CC your site mailbox, and a copy will be stored here for all your team. And what's great is it's easy to search. A very cool concept. Now, another great way to stay in touch across your team is to take advantage of the newsfeed capabilities in Project Online. I've actually converted this tenant to use Yammer for my newsfeeds. With a couple of quick clicks, I'm able to embed a newsfeed right from Yammer. So here, I can create a new post for my team, just like this. And they can all see it. They can reply, they can stay in touch, they can like, they can follow posts. Now, this is great.
This is really a nice example of the convergence of enterprise social and project management.
It certainly is. It really allows my team to converse in a more social manner. I encountered a lot of social people at the Seahawks game last night. Now, lastly, we'll take a look at the project summary web part. This is brand new and introduced in 2013. This highlights any late tasks in my project and any upcoming tasks. And it also shows me any milestones that are approaching. There's actually two views. Here I can alternate between a detailed view about my tasks and then a timeline view specific to this project. Now, all this data is sourced from the task list in the project site. And you'll see here, we've upgraded the task list in 2013. We now support nice rich formatting, so you can indent tasks and create a hierarchy. We're showing strike through for tasks that have been completed. And we also show a red four color for any late tasks. So here I can see my full list of tasks, who they're assigned to, and when they're due. Now, you also see that we brought the timeline right here into the task list. And I'll point out that these orange and green bars are identical to what Heather just showed in Project Professional.
And I can confirm that these are the exact same colors, by the way.
Great, thanks. I'm so glad we have you
here, Ludo. Happy to add management value to
Right. So you can see we have full fidelity. When that timeline is saved up to Project Online, it ensures a nice, consistent experience for our users across the client and the service. So project sites are a great place to store all the documents around your project and start collaborating with your team. But up until now, we've mainly been focused on how to manage a single project. What happens when you have multiple projects? Ludo, I'm sure you have dozens of projects in your organization.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have actually dozens of projects in flight at this very time. So how do we keep on top of those projects here in Project Online?
That's a great question. So let's take a minute and answer Ludo's question. How can he manage all of his projects in Project Online? Well, when I'm in Project Online, I'll take note of the Office 365 suite navigation at the top of the page. This will highlight different options based on the services you've subscribed to in Office 365. When you click that ellipses, you'll see our very own projects link. Now, this will take you to the homepage of Project Web App. We knew in 2013 we had to invest in the getting started experience. That's why we made it super easy to create a project. All you need is a project name, and we'll start spinning up your project sites. Now, we already have a project we're working with, but you can check this out in the future. Now, if you need more assistance with Project Online, we link to some of the best help content in the industry. And the great thing about Project Online being an online service is that we're able to deploy new features and enhancements at a very rapid pace. We heard feedback. Customers wanted to be able to download the Project Pro for Office 365 client from right here in Project Web App. So a few months ago, we introduced a brand new tile. Here, I can navigate to any of the document libraries where my reports are stored. I can even share my site, or I can add any lists, libraries, or other apps that have been written specifically for Project Online. Many of these you've already seen and have been written by customers and partners just like you. But if I'm coming to Project Online to manage all of my projects, I'm going to navigate to the Project Center. Here, I'll see the full list of projects in my portfolio. I have a nice grouping based on department, and I can quickly see which projects have issues and risks. But I'm also welcomed by this brand new portfolio timeline. We just introduced this in 2013. Now, the previous timelines we saw were focused on a single project. But this timeline spans multiple projects. So this gives me quick insights into projects I need to track. So let's go ahead and add our project to our timeline. I'll just select it in the grid, and then I click Add Project. So just like that, I've added this timeline. When I click it, I see a nice call out with my start and end dates, and I get a great contextual timeline driven at the top. Here I can adjust fonts, formatting, even how dates display. So let's customize this a little bit. Ludo, what's your favorite color?
It's colors again. Go with camouflage green.
Okay, camouflage. Okay.
Well, not gonna work. We don't Seahawks blue. Seahawks blue. Go for it.
Want to do Seahawks blue?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try that again. All right. So there, I can change my color to blue. Maybe I want to display this as a call out. Here, I can drag this around, and you can see my page adjust dynamically. Maybe I liked it better as a bar, or maybe it looks better if I drag that to the bottom. So this is fully interactive. Now it's really easy to take a screenshot, drop this into an email for a status update, or a PowerPoint deck for a presentation. What's best of all is this timeline is fully dynamic, so as time progresses and my projects evolve, this gets updated automatically. So the portfolio timeline is a great way to get quick insights into the projects I care about. But now let's shift gears for a minute, and we'll talk about a couple other ways to get insights. With Project Online, we wanted to make sure our customers had the ability to extract data and build the reports they care about. So I'll turn to the developers in the audience for just a minute and explain that with Project Online, we introduced a brand new OData data service for reporting. This is a secure data service built on the Open Data Protocol, and this can be used to build the reports you need. Here we expose the entire reporting schema, and thanks to enhancements in Excel 2013, you can now work with OData directly in Excel. When you come to Excel and you click Data from Other Sources, you'll see a brand new option called From OData Data Feed. Here, you would just paste in the URL to your data service, and you can start creating reports. Alternatively, you could take advantage of one of the data connections we provision out of the box when you sign up for Project Online. Now, in the interest of time, I've already created my connections. You can see here I'm connected to issues data, projects, and risk data in Project Online. So once I've made these connections and I pull data into my workbook, I can start building pivot tables just like any other report. So here, I'm going to insert the data from my workbook and my model. And right away, you can see I have my issues and projects data right here in my pivot table field well. These are the properties exposed in my OData feed. And if I want to drag down project name, here I have the full list of projects that we just saw in Project Online. Now I can go a little bit further. Maybe I want to see a quick summary of how many issues we have across projects. Maybe we want to look at how many risks we have across projects. I can drag that down as well. So now I have a real quick pivot table to show me my accounts of issues and risks across all my projects. Once this data is in Excel, you can start taking advantage of all the great features Excel has to offer. Here, maybe I can drop in a chart. Let's look at a quick pie chart just to see that distribution of issues and risks. So with a few quick clicks, I was able to create a real simple report using our OData service and Project Online.
Fantastic.
But now we have another example where we added a few more features. Here you can see a report that was built using slicers, so I can filter the data that's in Excel. I have a chart looking at my prioritized projects. This is all based on my portfolio analysis data. Down here, I have a full set of key performance indicators, including icons. I can look at percent complete, work, and again, that full list of projects. So here, it was really easy to pull this data into Excel and build a great report. But now these reports are all an Excel client. The great thing about Project Online is that they can all be viewed online in Excel web app. So here's another example of a report built using that new PowerView technology. This has more of a dashboard look and feel. And you can see I can expand a list of filters. I can start clicking through, filtering my report. And I can work and interact with my data right here in Project Online. So thanks to our new OData service, customers can extract data and build the reports they need in Excel. Now, this is great to get insights into our current projects. But what about our next projects, right, Ludo?
Yeah, I mean, the theme of this conference is, what's your next project? So can Project Online help me actually pick the next area of investment I should be focusing on?
Of course.
All right, Project Online
can definitely help with that. Now, Project Online includes a full suite of portfolio analysis capabilities. Now, we know every company is going to have different business drivers that are important to your organization. Project Online gives you a place to define these business drivers, and then you can articulate what they mean. So in our case, maybe we're interested in expanding into new markets, and we can define whether we think we could do that maybe by revenue of $500,000 or up to $3 million. You can create these business drivers in Project Online, and then you can prioritize them. Now, every executive or every department might have different priorities, but this gives you the ability to define what's most important to your organization. So in our scenario, we're mainly focused on increasing market share and then expanding into new markets. Mm-hmm. So once you've defined this and mapped it to your projects, you can run a portfolio analysis. Now, right here in Project Online, when I pull up our baseline analysis, it's going to tell us that if we had an infinite amount of money, or at least $18 million, we could complete all of the projects in our portfolio. There's 21 projects total, and this would give us what we call 100% of our strategic value. But now I know sometimes budgets need to be adjusted.
Mike, I need to tell you something. We went a little bit overboard with the party tonight, and the budget is $7 million less. So
$7 million less. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, didn't want you to find
be
out.
Some party.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm very glad I'm going to be at that party.
Yeah.
but here, that's fine. If we have to reduce our budget, we can drop that down, and I'll do a quick recalculate. Project Online is going to go and perform an analysis, and it's going to decide which projects we should still invest in to maximize our money. So when this returns, you'll see it's moved out a few projects. Now, even though we cut our budget almost in half, we can still complete 13 projects and reach about 79% of our strategic value. So it actually did the work to move out the projects that were less important based on our priorities.
So there's one project in here that I kind of had a heart to do, the knee pad and elbow pad project. I mean, safety first. So safety first. Can we do something about that?
Well, I know you do make us wear these around the office, so I guess we have to include that. But that's fine. We can force this project in for you.
Okay, that's good.
And when I do a recalculation, now we're telling Project Online we must include this project. So now it's going to pull this in, and it's going to decide on a few other projects that we can move out. So in our portfolio, we'll include this, even though it's slightly less priority, and then we'll see what our new strategic value is.
Cloud is thinking.
It is.
There we go.
And now you can see it's moved out a few different projects. Our strategic value dropped down a little bit to 74%, but the good news is we got your knee and elbow pads in.
That's awesome. I'm happy.
Great. So the great thing about these features is that it helps bring data to the decision. This is something that we've done on the project team at Microsoft to decide where we need to invest. These features help make decisions faster based on actual data. So I hope you like taking a look at what's available today right now in Project Online. I'll hand it back to Ludo, and he can talk a little bit about what's coming in the future.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, isn't that amazing? I'm pumped. I'm pumped by that. Thank you, Mike. I mean, this is just the exciting new view that we have, broadening our usage and giving you more power and more value using your data. Now, you're wondering, where do we go from here? You know, what's the next step? It's hard for me to think about the future without reflecting a little bit on where we've been on that journey for the last 10 years. You know, in 2003, we brought you a consistent Office experience and an integration with SharePoint. 2007, we brought timesheeting and resource planning. And in 2010, we consolidated the entire PPM lifecycle in one product with Project and Project Server 2010. And what we've done in 2013 is bring all of that value and move it to the cloud. So what about tomorrow? Now, our vision for Project hinges on four central themes. And you know, I've been asked to point to the disclaimer that's at the bottom of the slide, which probably very few of you will be able to read. But essentially what it says is, I'm going to talk for the next couple of minutes about what gets us excited, what will be coming on top of what you know and love today. But things sometimes change. Reality sometimes bring us back and make us make you know, decisions and prioritizations. However, these are the areas we are excited about investing. The plan might be a little bit different. So the first theme that we're going to continue dabbling down on is the cloud. We're very excited about what we've already delivered. Our customers are excited. They want more. In fact, we think we've just started scratching the surface of what the cloud has to offer. And to me, what really, from an engineering standpoint, what the cloud means is the ability to bring faster innovation to our customers. We used to release Project and Project Server along with the rest of the Office family every 2 to 3 years. But with the cloud, we are now delivering new value on a monthly basis. We literally push bits into the service every month. And it's not just bug fixes or performance improvements. It's new capabilities, new features that we allow you to take advantage of on an ongoing basis. So we have the unique ability now with the cloud to have our finger on the pulse, so to speak, to not only deliver the product, but to measure and learn from the usage that our customers are making of the service. And it's given us the ability to react real time to that feedback loop. It's an amazing new opportunity, and we're going to be doubling down big time on that. The second area is devices. Now, we're very excited about the opportunity to bring the experience around PPM to a much broader set of devices and platforms, but we're also going to continue investing in our APIs and cross-browser support. APIs are critical to enable our partner ecosystem, ISVs, to build their own apps on top of Project and Project Online. And we're going to see some of that a little bit later in the last demo of this session. You can also see a lot of those apps at the expo hall, where a lot of our partners are showcasing the incredible innovation that they've built on top of our product, leveraging our deep APIs. Now, third, and this is one I'm particularly excited about, is resource management. Now, the product has resource management capabilities, but we're going to double down in that area. I'm excited about the possibility of bringing the notion of resource engagement to the product. It's about empowering project managers to request and negotiate resources with their resource managers. You can also expect things around capacity management and more. And we're also obviously going to bring all the APIs on top of that so that IT and partners can bring and build great apps on top of that new set of capabilities. So very, very excited about resource management investments. Stay tuned to that. And I know we have resource management experts in this room. In fact, we probably have you know, worldwide expertise around resource management in this very room. So be sure to engage with us. Tell us what your favorite scenario is, where we can really differentiate on resource management. We are here to get the feedback and learn from you. And finally, there's our renewed enterprise focus, which covers a wide range of scenarios, from reporting to hybrid deployment to line of business integration, all key themes for us in the enterprise focus area. But there's one that I'm going to spend some time on specifically today, and it's reporting. So we've heard loud and clear from our Project Online customers that they want to be able They want to be able to enable richer and deeper reporting scenarios on top of their Project Online data. They want to let that data free and make great reports on top of that data. So we've taken the feedback. We know that you want to be able to combine the power of SQL Server reporting services with Project Data, SSRS. So what we've done over the last few months is lock ourselves into a room with a bunch of SQL engineers. No smoke in that room, but a lot of carbonated drinks, believe me. That's what engineers live off, apparently. And we've made it happen. We've delivered it. So you know, to see that in action, to see SSRS in action, I'm going to bring Mike back on stage, and he's going to run us through what that looks like. Mike?
Hi again. Thanks. Well, like Ludo said, feedback during the first year of Project Online was that customers wanted some way to use SQL Server reporting services. Large enterprises wanted some way to be able to build reports in SSRS. And not only was it about building reports in SSRS, but they frequently had other types of data on premises from other lines of businesses where they needed to combine and then build reports in reporting services. So we took this feedback back to the SQL Server engineering team, and we brainstormed a little bit. And this resulted in a set of enhancements, both to the APIs in Project Online and directly in SQL Server. So now, I'm happy to announce, for the first time ever, you'll be able to use SQL Server integration services to extract data directly from Project Online into whatever data source you choose, upon which you can then build reports and reporting services. So once we finished the engineering work around this scenario, we set out to build a proof of concept just as our customers would. We engaged two great partners, UMT and Project Host. So what I'm going to do today is walk you through this proof of concept. There's two parts. The first part is based on SSIS, so I'll show you how we extract the data directly from Project Online. And in the second part, you'll see some real live reports running in SQL Server reporting services right in Project Online. Does that sound good? All right.
Take it away.
Great. So the first step in building the SSIS package is to connect to Project Online. So when you right-click in SSIS and select New Connection, you'll now see a brand new option called OData. OData will now be treated just as any other data source in SSIS. This feature will be available in the upcoming feature pack of SQL Server 2012 and in SQL Server 2014. So now, I've already created a connection to Project Online. And here you can see I just dropped in the URL to my OData data feed in Project Online. I entered the credentials for my user. And when I click the All tab, you'll see I selected True from Microsoft Online Services Authentication. Now when I click Test, that will help me authenticate to Project Online, and it looks like we're in good shape. Now the next step is to tell our package that we want to pull data out of Project Online. So in the toolbox, you'll see a brand new option called OData Source. Now I've added this to my control flow. When I open this up, you'll see I'm using that Project Online connection that we just looked at. Now when I scroll down here, you'll see it's already retrieved the full list of tables in Project Online. So I can pull data for projects, issues, risks, tasks, whatever I like. Now for this demo, we'll keep it real simple. I'm just going to pull out projects data, and I'm going to store it in SQL Server right here on my local machine. Now in your case, maybe you want to pull this data on-premises, or you could pull it into SQL Server running in Windows Azure to keep your entire solution in the cloud. So now the last step is to tell our package that we're going to place data right in SQL Server. SSIS helps me out with the mappings, and here all my data has been mapped from OData right into SQL Server. Now we're almost ready to run our package, but just to show you that I'm not hiding anything up my sleeves, well, I'll take a look at SQL, and there's no rows in my projects table, so that's good. So now let's run it. So when I kick off this package, what's happening is we're connecting to Project Online, and we're starting to extract that data. Here we can look at the progress, and I'll mention you can schedule these packages to run every day, every week, or on demand like we're doing right here. All right, looks like it's done.
All right.
I think we have our data. Let's take a look. And just like that, all the data from our projects table is right here.
So that's nice. I like to see, you know, tables of numbers, but I'm kind of a visual guy. Can we make something a little bit more visual with that?
Of course we can.
All right.
Just like any good cooking show, we have a version right in the oven ready to go. So here, I've actually modified the quick launch in Project Web App to link to a report running in SQL Service, port built in SQL reporting services running right in Windows Azure.
Got it.
So here we've pulled this great report right into Project Online. You can see I'm already taking advantage of great features like logos in my dashboard, the date the report was last run. You can see here I'm using all the fancy charts and gauges that SQL Reporting Services has to offer. And if I want to, I can filter on different departments to change my data. Does everybody like that? Now this is great, and we could have stopped right here, but we took it a step further. I can click within my chart or my report, and I can drill down into a more detailed view, even in a totally different report format. Here I see a nice list of projects grouped out by department. I can look at percent complete across these, mm-hmm. key performance indicators, and even information on project costs. How do you like that? Great. All right, well, there's one more thing I can show you. So we actually took it one more step. And if I click any of the project names, we have a great project dashboard specific to this single project. Here I can see how far it is. We have a nice list of data here. This can expand and contract based on the rows that we insert into our dashboard. And again, we're using all the great charts and gauges in SSRS. Now, once we're in SSRS, we can take advantage of all of the formats that SSRS has to offer. And the most frequently requested format is PDF. So here, I have a version of this report right in PDF. This is identical to what we saw on the web. I can print this out, I can archive it, I can send an email and give it to my boss. So thanks to these great features in SSRS, customers can now extract the data that they need from Project Online. You can do this on-premises, or you can do this in the cloud. If you want to see this again, I'll show it in my session tomorrow called Real World Reports. And a big thanks to UMT and Project Host for this proof of concept.
This is very cool.
Great. Now, like Ludo said, our partners are innovating faster than ever. And this is a great example of some innovation in SSRS and in the project team. But now we're going to shift gears and look at a few examples across devices. Sensei, one of our partners, has developed the Sensei Project Dashboard. This is an excellent example of extending the project reach through apps. As an executive, I have access to the full list of projects in my portfolio. Now, this app was developed for Project Professional and then ported to Win8 and the iPad. Now, in this demo, it's hard to see on the screen, but I'm actually demoing this on an iPad. You can see in the upper left-hand corner, it says iPad. So this is just to show that we're working on multiple devices and multiple platforms. Now, if there's anything I need to customize in this app, I have access to a whole host of settings, projects, tasks, documents. I can change how they're retrieved and how they look. This app connects to Project Online, Project Server 2013, and Project Server 2010.
That's so, great. So for somebody who is both a control freak and paperless like me, this is ideal.
Right. It's all in your hands. Here, right. I can filter down if there's a list you want to narrow down. Maybe you only want to look at projects in the IT department. We can shorten the list a little bit. So now let's jump into acquisition target analysis project. Now here, the Sensei Project Dashboard serves up key information in a nice, touch-friendly, user-intuitive format. The green tile focuses on the project overview. This can answer key questions for many executives. When is the project going to finish? How much is it costing? How far along are we? Now, the orange and gray tiles focus on how many issues we're encountering with the project and how many risks we're tracking. Now, if I want more detailed information about these risks, I can tap the tile, and now I have a great list where I can see exactly who the risk is assigned to and when it's due. On the left side, I can also see the breakout between whether they were due in the past, this week, this month, or next month. Now, coming back to the dashboard, the lower blue tile focuses on tasks. This gives us a little bit more insight into how our project is performing. I can see how many tasks are slipping, how many are missing deadlines, or any tasks that are due soon. Now, Ludo, I know if there's any tasks slipping in your projects, you probably want to know exactly which ones are going to miss.
Yeah, can I see that?
Right? No, you can't. If I drill into this blue tile, you'll get a great summary for any tasks that are slipping or about to miss the deadline.
Very nice.
Now, what's great is this view is fully interactive, so if I click any of these slices in the pie, it narrows down the list of tasks on the right-hand side. When I click off, I can see the full list again. And Sensei did a great job with the orientation of this app, because as I move from landscape to portrait, you can see the graph shift and the task move. Pretty nice. Now, when I come back, the last two tiles are focused on documents, so I can see how many documents have been uploaded. I can see the full list from the project side. I can open any of these directly from the project side. And I can see how many deliverables we're tracking. So the Sensei Project Dashboard app is a great way for executives to stay on top of their projects. I know many of you probably have one of these iPads in the audience today. And it's a great example of building something that's cross-platform, cross-device, using Project Online. So that was an excellent example. But that one is mainly focused on the project manager. So now we're going to shift gears. We're going to take a look at an app that's focused on the team member. So this was another app developed by Sensei called Taskmaster. Now, as a team member, I can connect to this app, and I can see the full list of tasks that are assigned to me. I can see tasks that I'm currently working on, overdue, new, or any incomplete tasks. So I have all the tasks right here in my hand. This app is developed for Windows Phone, iPhone, and Android. So it's available on a number of platforms. As a team member, if I need any more information about that task, I just click that tile, and I can drill into a more detailed view. Now here, if I need to update the date the task is going to finish or my remaining work, I can adjust this, and then I can click one of these buttons at the bottom to save this back to Project Online or send it to my project manager for review. Now, as a team member, if I want access to my full timesheet, I just pull up this list at the bottom, and I click timesheet, and now I can see all the tasks that are planned for the current period. I can click through these cells, and I can start entering actual work for how much I've completed, and then I can submit this to my project manager. Now, if there's any task I've worked on that's not in my list, I can click Add Row at the bottom, and then I can click Select from Existing Assignments. This will give me the full list of assignments, so I can pull from any of these, and they'll be inserted directly to my timesheet. So when I cancel out of here, and I back out, that'll be added to the bottom, and I can also manage other aspects like vacation and administrative work. So the Sensei Taskmaster app is a great app for my team members to submit tasks when they're on the go and away from their machines. So here's a quick peek at some of the new technology that we've been working on the project team and with our partners. There's a lot of new scenarios that we've been enabling. I'll pass it back to Ludo now as we can get started with this conference.
All right, thank you, Mike. Great job. Well, isn't that awesome? I want to thank UMT Project Host for their support and collaboration. Both of these partners are here, obviously, in the expo hall. Go play with those apps yourself and kind of get a feel for it. Now, you know, we're ready to kind of wrap this up and kind of let and unleash you to go and experience the project conference. But before we do that, I want you to do a couple of things. With regard to next steps, you know, we've talked about some numbers around the project conference, people coming from 40 countries, over 1,200 attendees. What we haven't talked about is the richness of this project conference, of this 2014 edition of the project conference. It is by far the richest conference. And why? We have over 130 sessions available to you over the next few days. This is an unprecedented number of sessions, very deep topic, very broad topics. We have over 100 breakout sessions, 11 instructor-led labs. But the thing that I'm most excited about personally is over 50% of those sessions are presented, hosted by either a customer or one of our partners. So people who live and breathe the product day in and day out are here to share their experience with you, to allow you to learn from these experience and learn from each other. So make sure you take full advantage of that. Now, while you're at the conference, I have one request of all of you. I want all of you to try out Project Online. But to make that easy, to make that faster, I'm happy to announce that everyone sitting here in the audience today will get an extended trial, 3 months trial of Project Online, including 10 seats per trial. So all of you get a trial of Project Online. I want you to go out and kick those tires. Try your best favorite scenario. Give us feedback. How is it? How is it working for you? We want to learn from it. You're all going to receive an email that will tell you how to go ahead and provision that. But in case you're too impatient to wait for that email, look at your key card. You look at your conference card. There's a cryptic number at the bottom, set of numbers and letters. It looks like a GUID for those of us who know what that is. That's your ticket to Project Online. You can go ahead today on your device, provision your tenancy of Project Online using that activation code. So please visit our instructor-led labs. They will walk you through Project Online, give you a tour of it. We also have Ask the Experts sessions, and those sessions are very special. They're hosted by engineers who came from Redmond, engineers who work on Project Server, Project Online, who came from Redmond to answer your questions. If you guys are sitting in the audience, raise your hands.
The project folks might be sitting or might be off to their next session. Actually, there's a few there. These folks are ready to listen to your favorite questions or, once again, get your feedback. Be sure that you take advantage of that resource. And as you visit our partners in the expo hall, please talk to partners about partner-led trials and customized proof of concepts. They'll be excited to talk to you guys about that. And lastly, and certainly not least, make sure that you have fun. And always ask yourself, what's your next project? All right, enjoy the conference, and thank you very much.